Part 7, Basic Computation, Braille Writer, Abacus, and Calculator. Example 3.
Yeah. What I'm going to do is put a pile over to the right, okay? And as you put 6 into the hundreds column, then you can go to your tens column and put 8, okay? But let's see what we've got in our hundreds column right now.
There are 5 cubes in the hundreds column. Allie starts to count them but loses track.
You know what I would do to help you get organized? I would push them all to the top, and then as you count them, bring them down so you know which ones you've counted, okay?
The teacher and Allie move the cubes to the top of the slot.
1, 2.
Allie moves the cubes to the bottom as she counts them.
4, 5.
Okay. Do we need another one?
Yep.
Come over to your pile on the right.
Allie adds a cube to the hundred slot.
6.
Okay. Do you remember what the number was?
Oh,
better write it down, huh? Yeah, let's write it down. It was 685. Don't forget to drop your numbers, please.
No dollars are right.
Not right now, no.
Numbers are
right. Drop them. Mm-hmm.
685.
All right.
Allie searches for 8 cubes to put in the tens slot.
6.
She transfers cubes from the ones slot to the tens slot.
80.
So much work, I know.
80.
She has 8 cubes in the 10 slot. She reaches into the bin for more cubes. Allie has 5 cubes in the 1 slot.
Oh, I've got just enough cubes.
Oh, look at that. Now, I gotta double check your work just to make sure we don't have any invited guests at the party, okay?
Allie counts the cubes in the 1 slot as the teacher checks her work.
At the 685th party.
At the 685th party. 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we don't have any invited guests this time. That's good.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, let's estimate first. 685. What is that? That's between 200s. What 200s is that between?
600 and 700.
Okay, would it round to 600 or 700, do you think?
700.
All right, now I want you to round it to the nearest 10 for me. Now remember, let me give you a little hint first, okay? If it's 5 or higher, you round
up.
If it's 4 or lower, you round
down.
Okay. 685. Round that to the nearest 10, please. Oh, the
90.
Wheel. Oh, except you forgot the 600.
690.
Okay, I could see your wheels turning in your brain. Okay, you've got a secret 5. We're going to push that up so we don't forget our secret 5, okay? So, our estimate is 690. You hand the cashier $7 and write it down because you want to make sure you get back all your money. Oops, excuse me. You want to make sure you get back all your money. We don't want to get shortchanged, okay?
No dollars.
No, not right now. Okay, speedy on the Braille Writer. Okay, hello, ma'am. Your total comes to $685. Give me the money, please.
$685.
How much money are you handing me?
685.
No, you're handing me $7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, now let's count up. This is kind of easy to count up. We rounded to 690. We gave the cashier $7. How much change would you get back?
10.
Don't forget your secret 5.
5.
10 plus the secret 5.
A plus.
Uh-huh. What you gonna get?
15.
You'll get 15 cents back. Okay, now I want you to write this subtraction problem and we're just gonna space over and write it horizontally. Hallelujah, no vertical, okay?
No.
All right, what is the subtraction problem?
685 minus 700.
Whoop, stop and think about that.
700 minus 685.
There we go, okay.
We don't need a dollar sign either.
We're just going to talk about it as hundreds right now.
Minus?
Mm-hmm.
685.
Don't forget your equals, please. Okay, now comes the point where we check it on the
abacus.
Mm-hmm.
Allie turns to her abacus.
600.
Oh, what is our subtraction problem? We're getting careless here. We're Speedy Gonzalez. Slow down. No race. Slow down.
700.
Make sure you're in the right column.
700.
Okay. Now, this is where I want Chatty Barbie. Talk it out.
No, this is going to be hard.
All right. I think you can do it. I have faith in you.
Mine is 685.
Okay.
subtract the 500. Add 100.
Slow down there. Look at your problem again. We've got $7. What are we subtracting from it?
Allie checks the problem in the Braille writer.
$685.
Okay.
So,
what do we subtract from that tens column?
10.
I'm sorry, from the hundreds column.
500.
No.
100.
Look carefully here. What's our problem? We've got $7 minus...
$685.
Yeah, 6. We subtract a 6. Did you subtract your 6?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do we subtract from the next column?
80.
Okay. Do we have it?
No.
All right. Let's hear you talking. Is 50 available?
No, we don't have a 50 or 60, 70, 80.
We don't have anything. So what do we do?
So we minus 100.
Okay. And set what?
20.
Okay. Because 100 minus 20 is?
80.
Right. And what do we need to subtract for ones column?
Allie again refers to the problem in the Braille writer.
5.
Right. So subtract the 5. Uh-oh.
We don't have 5.
We don't have 5. 5 is unavailable at the moment.
This is easy.
All right, it's easy.
Add 10.
We're not adding, we're subtracting. So we subtract what?
10.
All right, but that's too much.
Add 5.
All right.
Allie refers to the abacus.
$1. No. 105.
Look carefully. What columns are those then?
15.
Write your answer down for me, please, and then we're going to check it on the calculator. Okay, check it.
Allie finds the calculator.
Just a double, triple check.
Allie again refers to the problem in the Braille writer.
Good thing we wrote it down.
700.
7. 0.
Are we doing dollars now?
No, just since you forgot to put the decimal point in, just subtract.
Because it'll be the same thing.
Yeah, you're on the right track, except when you have dollars, where's that decimal point go?
Between the dollars and the hundred.
Between what?
Hundreds and thousands.
If you had 700 and you wanted to put it in as a dollar, how would you put it
7.00.
Thank you. I knew you knew what you were talking about.
Minus.
6, 8, 5 = 1, 5.
Did you get it?
Yep.
All right, give me 5.
All clear.
Okay, now, we're going to stop with the problems, but just to kind of wrap up everything, we're going to do a few more things, okay?
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about if we had $685 in dollars, how could you make that? Tell me how you would make that.
$6.85.
Yes. How would you make that? Tell me with dollars and coins.
Maybe $6.
Okay.
$6 bills.
$6 bills, okay.
No, a $5 bill and a $1.
Oh, okay, getting creative. Okay, a $5 bill and a $1 bill, okay.
And then, two quarters.
Okay.
And 3 dimes.
Okay.
And a nickel.
Oh, good job. Give me 5. Oh, okay.